Wednesday, June 21st. Staff meeting this morning was mainly on economics and the congressional outlook. The Price Commission meets today, and there's some concern that they may take action on food prices, but Rumsfeld assures us they won't do anything to embarrass the administration or without programming with Rumsfeld. The hope is to avoid any overt action by Grayson that would go counter to our position. Consumer price index out today comes out all right, but apparently next month meat is going to be up 3%, so we're keeping quiet about it this month. Problem in the Senate, that Griffin's going to try and push the president's busing moratorium, but doing it as an amendment to foreign aid and trying to force a vote each day. There's some concern about the Mansfield amendment. Vote comes up probably early next week. And as of now, it's about even up as to whether it'll pass or not. The bugging deal at the Democratic headquarters is still the main issue of the day. The president somewhat concerned about it. Had Colson in this morning, presumably to cheer him up, but got into strategy on him, which is exactly what I don't want to do with Colson. Colson apparently told the president that Beebe has been involved by Jack Anderson, that he knows the Cubans or something like that. The president wanted me to check that out. And his main concern, of course, is that we make sure we keep the White House out of it. He thinks Dole ought to attack O'Brien for his malicious libeling and guilt by association with the White House and the president. Mitchell and Ehrlichman and I talked about the whole thing again this morning, and Ehrlichman comes up with the possible scenario of moving the guilt level up to Liddy, having him confess and going from there. Problem is apparently that we can't pull that off because Liddy doesn't have the authority to commit the amount of money that was involved, and that's now known under the Campaign Spending Act requirements. So it would have to go up to Magruder in order to reach a responsible point, and that they, I'm sure, won't want to do. The president got into concern about the campaign organization, citing an old Chotiner rule, which the president believes in strongly, that a campaign team must be lean, and that in their conduct they must think of themselves as the candidate, avoid ostentatious appearance in terms of hotel suites, booze in their rooms, fancy restaurants and all, because it just gives the opposition ammunition about us being the party of the fat cats, and it's also hard to justify to our contributors and volunteers. He thinks this has to be handled very toughly with all the campaign staff. The Mitchell should tighten up the organization so it doesn't look fat. And then he thought we needed a counterattack on McGovern's huge spending program. He also thinks every time we have a leak in our organization, we should charge that we're being bugged, and even maybe plant one and then discover it. He had Ziegler in to talk about how to cover the press conference tomorrow as to it being just domestic policy, and then got into a long chat with Ron about the press, their attitude, and so on. His usual analysis of how they're going to try and build McGovern up because they're really for him, and that this will pose an even greater than normal problem for us. Although he does, to a degree, buy the argument that they have now gained some respect for him, which Ziegler feels very strongly is the case. End of June 21st.